You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Alrighty, so I'm still in a really great feeling, sort of light trance altered state. So I'm gonna move forward from here. I just did two readings back to back. And the first one was from one of the offerings that I gift every single month. If you get on my email list, basically, you will be put into a drawing for a free reading. I offer these free readings every single month on the first of the month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you'll receive an email. And you can determine if you won the free reading. So it's a 12-minute reading. Sometimes I alter or change the timing of that. So sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 12. But every single month, there are winners for these free readings. And again, that's if you get on my email list. So you can just head to my website, tabithastitt.com or theselfhelppsychic.com. So you can sign up there. And the other reading that I just got done doing was another client. I've worked with her in the past, and everything was just wonderful. I think what I want to tell you in this podcast episode is how I work. And this is not about me. This is so if you do decide to work with me, you will know what to expect. The way that I work is, I know if you're on my social media, you will see me using cards. Mainly, I actually do not use them in a one-to-one reading very often. I would say 90% of the time, I do not use cards in a reading, a one-on-one reading. And instead, what I do is I go into a light trance and I connect with you that way. I connect with your higher self. I connect with spirit, with source, with God consciousness, whatever you like to call it. Sometimes loved ones come through, which is more of a mediumistic reading, but usually what happens is I will connect with what your soul would like you to know in this moment. Now, you can ask questions ahead of time in about any area of your life. You can look at a relationship, you can look at your career, your more creative aspect, you can look at healing. The area of your life, it doesn't really matter. I think that while we're here on Earth, we are trying to make the best of it. We want to know which direction to go. In my readings, I will provide you with the messages that I receive through a light trance state, again, and always for the highest good. And with this being said, nothing scary ever comes through. Sometimes challenges will be surfaced, and that's okay because as a human, we can go through struggles, we can go through challenges. And so sometimes spirit will want to bring that up in order to help you understand or kind of grasp the full circle of things and how that may play in, or maybe that's what you're currently going through, and what are the different options and what are the different things that you can do in order to help yourself move along. So essentially, my readings will help you move along your path in whatever way that looks for you. So it's going to be obviously very unique to you. You'll receive very specific messages. But I think if I'm going to give a topic to my readings, I think it would be more personal growth and how to move forward. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you're in any type of negative situation. It doesn't mean that you're stuck. It means that when you're moving, that is a good energy source, right? I don't mean constantly going to where you're depleting your energy. What I mean by movement is life truly is all about change. Just like the cycles, just like the seasons, just like the moon, just like life and death, we are constantly in a state of cycling. We're constantly in a state of movement. But if you find yourself feeling stuck, if you find yourself feeling depleted, if you find yourself agonizing over the same thoughts over and over, and you get too overwhelmed, so you decide not to make a move because it's easier than choosing to make a move, that's where I help. That's where Spirit allows me to give you messages. Again, I constantly say this, but always in all ways for the highest good. That's the intention. And with that being said, you will receive messages that will help guide you forward, because Lord knows I myself have been stuck, or I have felt stuck, or I have been in a cycle of, oh my God, what the hell do I do? And it's a treacherous feeling. It's not good. It's not good on our spirits. It depletes our energy. It takes so much energy to stay in the same place. Huh. It takes so much energy to stay in the same place. Environment, in the same mentality, in the same relationship. And if you allow for movement to take place through action, then you will notice that you will feel so much freer, so much more lighter, so much more inspired, so much more uplifted by allowing yourself to make movement, to give yourself a little bit of momentum. Now, what comes with this is a feeling of, I'm scared out of my mind, and I would rather stay where I am because I don't know what to do. Well, here's the thing. Here's what you need to do. Of course, you have free will, so you don't have to do any of this. But what you need to do is just allow yourself to make a decision to move forward. And that is the case. And again, I don't mean constantly going, going, and going, because sometimes you have to have a balance where you're like, okay, I need to get out of that cycle a little bit. But if you're feeling, again, if you're feeling like you're cycling, you're driving yourself nuts, you know the situation you're in is depleting you, those are all cues to tap into the state of movement. It could be literal movement, it could be physical movement, it could be energetic movement, but it is making changes. And that's what my readings are all about. I keep saying my readings. These are your readings. This is a reading that is going to help you see, truly see, and step into your full potential. You're already there. You're already there, but maybe you're a little misaligned. Maybe you're needing just a tad bit of support and a tad bit of encouragement, because oftentimes my readings will confirm what you've already been thinking, what you've already been stewing and brewing in your own mind. And you're like, holy shit, I was thinking that. That was already in my mind. How did she know? And that's where the tapping into the spirit of who you are and allowing for a mirroring to happen. So as us connecting, it's just a mirroring, right? It's allowing for this mysteriousness to give you this joy of understanding, like, hey, I can do this. I can live my life in a way that doesn't feel so stuck and depleted and blah. And I can allow myself to move along. I don't have to be in the state of fear. I don't have to be in the state of anxiety. I think occasionally that will happen, of course, but eventually once you start to get momentum, you will start to see, oh my gosh, like, holy crap, I can do this. Like, that was weird that happened, or look at that synchronicity, or wow, I manifested that, or huh, I was just thinking that and here it is on my doorstep, you know? And so this is what this is about. It isn't about, you know, collecting materialistic things necessarily, but it's about settling into a space where you feel the most alive. And I know this is not always easy because there's grief. There are patterns of dense energy. There are patterns of digging yourself out of a hole. There are patterns of needing to forgive, whether that's for yourself or for someone else. Well, forgiveness is for yourself, but maybe forgiving someone else for yourself, giving yourself that liberation. So I know that it's not always easy, but I do feel that you, and I know that you're being guided because I'm being guided. And if I'm being guided, then you're being guided because we're all humans in this globe, in this earth realm. And we're all part of the process. We're all part of the flow of the energy of the earth. And there you have it. The way that I was just talking also will give you a very good indicator of if you do decide to work with me, of how I work. So once I go into this light trance state, I'm going a million miles a minute. I don't want to overwhelm you, but I begin to allow for spirit to talk through me, and then I just get going. I've had a few clients where they're like, oh, this is a little overwhelming. So I have to then, you know, allow myself to slow down a little bit and maybe pause, ask questions in between, but a lot of information is going to come out, and this is for you to utilize in a way that feels best for you. If it doesn't quite resonate right now, it probably will in the future. I can almost guarantee it, because spirit is wanting you to take in this information, have this information now, for you to review it as much as you want. It's like a good book, you know, it's like your favorite book. It's like your favorite movie that you just love and that there's just so much goodness there. And you can return to it time and time again. And maybe each time you return to it, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't notice that before. Or that didn't make sense before, but holy shit, now it does. Or now I know what she was talking about. Or, oh my God, that already happened. And that feels incredible. And so each aspect will give you illumination to your path. And I love the work that I do because I don't have to rely on my own opinions as Tabitha. And instead, I have gotten to a point where I just allow spirit to do the work. And I guess, of course, me, my body and my brain and my, you know, I'm necessary for the information to come through, but I don't have to use my own thoughts in order to decipher whether this information is accurate or not, because it's a point of trust, right? You get to a point of trust and then you allow the information to flow. So hopefully, perhaps you received some good information here in this little episode. If you feel called, if you feel drawn, if you feel curious, please reach out. You can ask me questions, book your session. And I kind of, you know, as far as like sometimes I do 15-minute sessions, sometimes I do 30-minute sessions. I might do 45-minute sessions. It just depends. I kind of go with what I feel as far as like in my own life. Do I want to switch up the schedule a bit? But if you go again to my website, tabithastitt.com, you'll see where to book. You can tap on that. You can look into all the testimonials. You can read what other women have experienced and their outcome and how they have taken the experience. You can use all of that for inspiration. And there you have it. So this is an invitation for you. And all psychic mediums work differently. Ultimately, we are receiving information to be a mirror for you. Some mediums work more mediumistically, where you're bringing through loved ones. Some work more psychically, which is kind of what I do. And again, I do want to preface that I am not determining your future. Tabitha, me, I am not determining your future. You get to determine that, along with circumstances, along with energies, along with all of the goodness that comes to you. But I know that Spirit will give you messages that will help you with new ideas, that will help you solidify what maybe you've already been thinking, that will give you the encouragement, that will give you the illumination and the insight and the little nudge, the little push toward this aspect of you that will continue to grow, that will continue to flourish, that will continue to blossom, because you are here as a beautiful, sacred piece of this whole puzzle, and you have so much to offer. You have so much to share with the world, and this is what it is all about. And really, I want to say that there's no pressure, but there kind of is pressure, right? But I think experiencing it, and when I mean by pressure, I don't mean working with me. I mean pressure to live your life the best that you possibly can is what I meant by that. There's never any pressure to work with me, but I just feel like, you know, I channeled information once, and it was about how we're all good little students, right? We're all good students here on Earth, and some better than others. And I'm not talking about what grade you got in math in high school or whatever. I'm not talking about that. If you got a bad grade, honestly, it could have been multiple different reasons. Oh my gosh, I could go down to so many different rabbit holes with this, but I won't go there. But this is, you're not getting a grade about being here on Earth. I feel like the more you allow yourself to just be that light source that you know is there, but perhaps you're allowing for outside energy or outside baggage or outside clutter to kind of distract you or to diminish you a little bit. It's challenging because there are a lot of things coming at us. There are a lot of things that can get in the way, whether that's a relationship or a job or children or, you know, being in an environment that just doesn't feel good anymore. There's so many things that can get in the way. But I think a lot of the magic of all of this is trusting in your own wisdom that you're getting. And if you're feeling the nudge that you need to get out, you need to move, you need to change, you need to, which happens to all of us. But if you're repeating that thought, you're repeating that, and if it's, especially if it's starting to deplete you, that's a sign to please trust yourself. And I know it's going to be scary, but to take action, right? To move in a different way, to ask for support, to ask for a friend, to just shift. You're just shifting. And that brings me to The Shift by Dr. Wayne Dyer. If you've not seen that, I recommend it. That was one of the things that I first watched many, many years ago that helped change my perspective. So perhaps that's where you are now, and you can watch that. So The Shift by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And so there you have it. There you have it. I feel like I'm rambling, although I'm still connected to Spirit, so I guess it wouldn't be rambling. But I don't want to overwhelm you. And instead, I want you to just take one thing from this podcast episode. I want you to take one thing and I want you to run with it. I want you to run with it as if you have streamers in your beautiful hand, and these streamers are colorful and they're just flowing behind you, and nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you because you are ultimately a free spirit. You truly, truly are. I know that it feels like you have so many things holding you back, but you don't. You actually don't. You can change, and that's the power and the beauty of all of this. And so it is, and so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.